church, where we serve one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The scripture that says, no, thank God, there's only one God. And he's above all, he's through all, and most important, he is in. That's all. For that, we can say thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Lord has been good to you. We see another year that we've never seen before. If God has been good to you, can you just wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. You know what makes this Sunday so much different than any other Sunday? It's the first Sunday of a new year. Amen. We thank God for that. Just thank God for everyone that's here. We will be doing the birthdays. We're going to do them in the community dinner. Amen. Evangelist, minister, Paul and Kim with a hearty amen.
One of the synoptic gospels of the New Testament. Synoptic means Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They told the same stories from different perspectives. How many of us know we can have different perspectives? We can see the same thing, and we can see it from a different perspective. Amen? Amen. Matthew was a tax collector. Amen. So we're going to turn to St. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. And if you have your Bible and someone next to you doesn't have it, share with them. You don't mind sharing your Bible? And if not, we can look on the screen. Amen. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask you to stand as we read the Word of God. Are we ready? Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered her and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. She said,
True,
Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let the church say amen.
Hey.
Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, bless this, thy humble servant, to deliver your word. Send the anointing that destroys yokes. Set the captives free. Give hope to the hopeless. Give peace to the restless. And bring an understanding and direction to those that are caught between two decisions. Let them choose you and live, for the alternative only brings eternal damnation. Help them realize that you shed your blood on Calvary. Amen. Amen. And that was an extreme sacrifice for us all. And this will forever be grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Come on, say it with some power and conviction. Amen. Amen. When you want something from God, you've got to respond the way God wants you to. You've got to act like you want something from God. Hallelujah. Clap your hands this afternoon if you want something from God. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear about how tired you are or whatever week you had. When you really want something from God, you've got to get God's attention. Amen. This is a very familiar story that is being told. We've heard it told over and over again. Amen. The woman with the child that was vexed with the devil. Amen. And we're going to take our text from verse 26 and 27. Can you read it with me? But he answered and said, it is not meet. In other words, it's not right. It's not appropriate. It's not the thing to do to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Amen. At this time, if my ushers would pass out the sheets that I gave you, Jesus is using a term dogs. He's referring to a people, dogs. And I'm going to preach this afternoon, if you don't mind. Do you mind if I teach preach? Amen. I like to let you know what's meant in the different things that Jesus said. And this is a crude saying. It's not meet to cast a children's bread to the dogs. She must have been hurt. She must have been cut. Dogs. And this sheep tells you about where she came from. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, every dog has its day. Say, every dog has its day. Amen, amen. That is my topic today. I was trying to figure out what I would call it, and you know, I heard it preached several different ways. I heard somebody preach it, said, aren't you bigger than the dog? Amen? Amen. And this lady had something that she wanted from Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost has been laying the foundation for the past few services. Elder Camp spoke of blind Bartimaeus, how he called out for Jesus. And they told him to hush. And the more they told him to hush, the more he called out on Jesus. He called out on Jesus because he wanted something. Amen. In this text, we have one of the women in the Bible that does not have a name. She is the seventh of 24 women in the Bible with no name. Those of us that study the Bible a little bit from the hermeneutical point of view, meaning we place things in perspective as to the way that they happened in situations and meanings. Amen? And we know that when Jesus names things, when he gives something a name, it has a meaning. Amen? This lady had no name. Amen. Amen. She had no name. That's because God gave her no name. Amen. Amen. That's simply because it doesn't matter who she is. Amen. It doesn't matter what happened to her. Amen. All that matters is who she is meeting. She saw Jesus and she called out Jesus. Amen. We get the perspective from Matthew, the tax collector. He's short and curt, he's straight and to the point, and he's concerned about getting to the bottom line. Amen. So he gives her no personality. He's concerned about the conclusion of the whole matter. He's precise and to the point. Amen. And he lets us know there was a woman with no name. He lays the groundwork for her dilemma in four different ways. He tells us about a place that she's from, She's from Canaan. He tells her us about her people. She's a Canaanite. And from the paper that you got handed, the Canaanites were really, really vile people. They had it over Sodom and Gomorrah. They had it over them. They were even worse. And you know what their dilemma was? You know what their fate was? Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Amen. Amen. He tells us about her people. He tells us about her position. And he tells us about her problem, but he never tells us about her purpose. You've got to watch people who know everything about you but your purpose. Why are you here this afternoon? You came here with a purpose. You came here because you wanted something from God. Amen. Don't hang with people that overlooked your purpose. Hallelujah. So here she's in the text, and Matthew begins to tell us where she's from, and he lets us know that the unnamed woman is having a hard time living. How many of you are having a struggle this afternoon? How many of you, put your hand up if you're having a struggle. I don't know too many people that are here today that don't have a struggle. Hallelujah. Despite the fact that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, we have struggles. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life. And that we might have it more abundantly. We are living in a time when people are trying to find someone else to blame. I want you to know today that in spite of what you're going through, even if it's not your fault, it's your responsibility. Let me say that again. Even if it's not your fault what you're going through, it's your responsibility how you handle it. Amen. Life is a sum total of the decisions we make and the decisions we fail to make. Did you all hear me? Life is the sum of the total of the decisions that we make and the decisions that we fail to make. Why am I here today? Why am I going through what I'm going through? What are you talking about, Minister Paulette? You will go to jail if you kill somebody. You will also go to jail if you're in the car with somebody who kills somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a choice. You have to make a decision to either stay in that car or get out of that car. Amen? Because the ultimate result will be you are guilty by association. How many of us know that we can be guilty by association? Amen. Hallelujah. You better decide to get out of that car. You better decide to let some things go in life. Hallelujah. There's 5% of life that has nothing to do with you. In the text today, none of the things that happened to this woman were her fault. There is such a thing as being a victim of circumstance. Hallelujah. How many of you felt like you were a victim of circumstance? I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask to be here. Hallelujah. Why am I going through this? I didn't ask for that to be my mother. I didn't choose this place where I grew up in. You're a victim of circumstance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we find ourselves shackled by the decisions of other people. There are some of us here today who are in some things that we had no control over. You are struggling and dealing with some circumstances beyond our control. Sometimes in life, we find ourselves sitting at the spade table. How many of you used to play cards? Amen. What did you have to do? You had to play the hand that you were dealt. Amen. You're sitting there with your cards. You have to play the hand that you're dealt. Well, here this woman is with no name. She's a Canaanite. She came from a bad place. She's mixed up with bad people. Amen? And she is in a bad situation. She's a good girl in a bad situation. Nobody knew how she would get out of this situation. How many of you good girls have found yourself in bad situations? Amen? You didn't ask for it, but you found yourself in bad situations, playing the hand that you were dealt. Amen. Let's talk about the place that she was from. She was from Tyre, Sidon. Amen. It was a city that was fortified with great walls. Amen. They built the city with great walls so that they could keep the enemy out. However, many of times we know that sometimes when we build the walls around us to keep things out, it doesn't stop the things that we already have in. Amen. Some of us have some things inside of our fortified walls that we need to get out. Hallelujah. We better be careful what we keep in. The other problem is if tragedy breaks out, they have a hard time getting out their own self. So here they are in Tyre and Sidon. If tragedy breaks out, how do they escape? Amen? How many of you know that in buildings like this, there are exits? And usually when they design the building according to the building code, they put exit signs over the doors. These exit signs were designed by the fire marshal to tell us how to get out. Amen? So that in the case of a fire or in the case of something happening, you know if you get turned around, the exit sign is there, lit up, so you can know how you can get out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Am I in a sanctified church?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, we sit and we act as if we've been saved all of our life. Yeah. You all know that when you go to those juke joints, sometimes you need to know the way out. Amen. You'll be sitting in that joint, the fight break out, and you'll hear Sally May come in and say, "Henry." And Henry's there with somebody, and Sally Mae comes running in after Henry, and the whole place goes running looking for an exit. They get turned around, and they can't figure out how they're going to get out. Amen, amen. You all act like you've been saved all your life. How many of you all been to a juke joint before? Amen, amen. Okay, sometimes people are in situations that they don't know how to get out of. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know I've been in some of those clubs when the fight breaks out. Juanita, you can relate to that. The fight breaks out. It's tough. Hide underneath that chair. Amen. Hide underneath that table. You'd be looking for the exit sign. Sometimes in our life, we need a way out. Amen. And Jesus puts up the signs so that we can see our way out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're sick, you need a way out. If you're broke, you need a way out. Hallelujah. If you're depressed, you can get out. No matter what you got yourself into, there is a way out. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and say, "I see a way out." I don't care how turned around you are. I don't care how low down you feel. God can give you a way out. Hallelujah. Matthew tells us this woman is in a bad place. Then he tells us she comes from a bad people. She's a Canaanite. They are the cursed descendants of Noah. They are the children of perversion and sin. They're steeped in idolatry. They have men that walk soft. How many of you have seen men walk soft? They have women that grow beards. They offer food to idols, and they have all kinds of sexual perversion. Amen. What can we do when we're attached to people that add question to our character? Amen. What do we do when our people aren't from the White House on the Hill? What do we do when we're from the wrong side of the track? Hallelujah. Amen. A bunch of children having a bunch of babies from different men, babies having babies. Amen. And you look around and you say, "Well, I don't steal, and I kill, and I'm not wearing a beard, and I'm not soft. Why can't you recognize me for who I am? Question of the character of this woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many girls are from the hood? I grew up in the hood. I grew up in Taylor Apartments. Hallelujah. From the wrong side of the track. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you were to look at me, you'd say, a nice girl in a bad situation. Juanita, don't start. Amen. Amen. You'd like to be judged for who you are. You'd like to be defined for your character. Hallelujah. How many of us, a lot of us have experiences where we have experienced prejudice. Amen. Prejudice based upon our people, based upon our places of where we live. Amen. Based upon the color of our skin. Hallelujah. And we're judged by that. Hallelujah. Amen. We know we don't know what it means to be attached to power. The unnamed woman was a Gentile. She had no standing. She had no rights. She was in the wrong place, the wrong people, the wrong position, but she's got a problem. She had a daughter that was grievously vexed by a devil. Amen. How many of us know that it's our problem that levels the playing field? Hallelujah. Don't let our Sunday finery fool you. Don't let our fancy hair talk styles fool you. There's nobody but up in here that doesn't have a problem. How many of you have a problem? Hallelujah. We all have problems. Tell your neighbor, I've got a problem. I've got some situations that are vexed by the devil. Hallelujah. I've got a bad boy. I've got a bad girl. I've got some folks on my job trying to act crazy with me. Let me tell you, you are not sitting next to someone that has it all together. You're not sitting next to somebody that has it all together. You are sitting next to someone who is trying their best not to go crazy. Look at your neighbor and tell them, don't let me fool you. I've got some stuff going on. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, if you knew what I've already been through, you'd grab my hand and you'd shout with me. Hallelujah. If you knew 2 seconds of my testimony, you would wonder how I got over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I told you what the doctor said, if I told you what they said about my son, if I told you how many nights I laid awake and cried, you'd grab my hand and you'd shout right along with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's be real. I come to church not to be fake and phony. I have the pastor face smile on all week long. Hallelujah. It's time to be real with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You tell the person, excuse me while I get my shout on. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me if I cry a tear. I heard your testimony. Excuse me if you get your shout on. You praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there's victory in praise. There's victory in praise. That's where we get our strength from. Hallelujah. This lady had a problem. She was desperate. It's desperate people that get God's attention. Hallelujah. People with dilemmas, they're the ones that get God's attention. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't get anointing from God by worrying about who's sitting next to you. You don't get anointed by God and touched by God by worrying about if your speech is proper, worrying about if your clothes are correct. God wants you to let your hair down and be desperate and call on him like this lady did. They told her to hush, but she didn't listen to them. She said, Jesus, 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 help me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I can hear the desperation in her voice because I've been desperate sometimes. Have you been desperate sometimes? Were you just got your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you are single, sleeping in a double bed. You have problems. Some of you are going home dinner by yourself. Hallelujah. You know you have problems because you want that situation to change. Hallelujah. You can't be bound by other people's perception of you. The devil knows that God dwells in the midst of praises of his people. So you have to praise him. You're one shot away from a breakthrough. So you have to praise him, even if you have to praise him all by yourself. Penny, if you have to praise him by yourself, get your shout out. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the person next to you. Hallelujah. Despite her place, despite her position, despite her people, her mind was on her problem. This woman without a name had a problem. Thank you, Jesus. She was pressed by her problem. She was troubled by her dilemma. I want you to know we're living in a day and age where God is only responding. He's mainly responding to desperate people. Hallelujah. They tried to push her back. But the thing that they tried to push her back with is the thing that pushed her forward. She said, Jesus. She heard he was passing by. Hallelujah. Now, if I'm passing by, you can sit there and look cute if you want to. If Obama's passing by, you just sit there and relax. But Jesus was passing by. He had the keys to eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She thought about her problem, and the more she thought about it, the more she called Jesus. Can we call Jesus?
Jesus!
Jesus, help me with my problem. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The more people tell you to hush, they are saying, stay the same. They're saying, you stay in that position because it really doesn't matter to me. When you know the key to your prayer and to your success is to praise him. So keep on calling Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She told Jesus, call me. She said she was a Gentile. Jesus was saying she was out of her time. It's not time for you to be blessed. Amen. The woman was desperate and she wanted Jesus to know that she could not wait for Paul to write the letters to the churches. Even though Jesus was rejected by his own people, she wanted him to know that she knew who he was, that she knew that he was Christ, and that she needed his miracle right now. Her daughter was grievously vexed. How many of us love our children? If they were going through something, would we not call on Jesus? We would call on Jesus like we needed him. We would call from the bottom of our heart, and we would say, Jesus. And we would not let anybody stop our prayers. Hallelujah. If you notice that initially, when she called Jesus, he didn't answer her. He didn't answer her. Amen? He answered her not a word. And his disciples besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. The nerve of them. They were annoyed that she was calling after them. And they were saying, send her away. But Jesus did not answer them. But he answered and said to them, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Remember the other day when I said in my testimony, I said, the teacher is silent during the test. He knew something about this woman. Was different. Jesus recognized that she had insight as to who he was. It was a test for her. He didn't answer her. He wanted to see what her response was. How would she respond to him ignoring her, to him not answering her? Would it deter her faith? When God doesn't answer you right when you expect him to answer you, how does it affect you? Do you give up? Do you quit? Hallelujah. That moment when you stop pressing for Jesus, that could be the time that you miss out on your blessing. God was taking this woman through the test of her life. It was a test of her life, a test of her faith. And she persisted. In spite of it, she persisted. She said, Jesus. And there was something about the way she said, Jesus, that he said, answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Hallelujah.
And that means right now. Thank you, Jesus. Her daughter was made whole because her faith persisted. She did not quit. She did not give up. Hallelujah. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. Had she not pressed her way through, she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. She was weak. She was feeble. Can you imagine the effort that she had to put forth pressing through the crowd just to touch Jesus? Because she knew that was the answer for her deliverance, just to touch the hem of his garment. This lady knew that in spite of the fact that she was referred to as dog, she didn't take it personally. She was not going to let that insult her because she knew this is Jesus. She knew within herself, this is just a test. This is just a test because this is Jesus Christ, the compassionate one. I know he loves me. And this is when Jesus turned his love, he was showing that his love was turning towards the Gentiles because she was a Gentile woman. Amen. Amen. My message, every dog has his day. No matter how low you think you are, how many of us have been down in the gutters? I know I have. Walking down the street, drunk as a skunk, my baby. Oh, she's in the other room, thank God. Left in the crib, all by herself. Didn't know where I was. Woke up the next day, blacked out. Didn't know what happened the night before. How many of you can relate to that? Okay, y'all were good girls. Y'all were good girls. You didn't do the club thing and the drink thing and all of that. You all just were real good girls, but I wasn't. God saved me. He picked me up out of the fucking mire. Hallelujah. He put my feet on a street called Street. And I've been running for my life ever since. Hallelujah. You don't know what God has done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I came to tell you this afternoon that no matter what situation you have, it's not too big for Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let somebody tell you that you're too low for Jesus to lift you up, because that's a lie from the pit. Don't let them tell you that you're not good enough. Don't let them tell you that your family is so bad that you could never be saved. Hallelujah. Just trust Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And when you get desperate enough, when you get desperate enough, when it hurts bad enough, when you know you're in the presence of God and you know he's passing by, don't miss out on your blessing because you're worried about what somebody else is going to think about you. Call on Jesus. There will be quiet times when you say, Lord, where are you? Lord, I've been going through this problem for so long. Where are you, Jesus? Lord, why haven't you gotten me out of this situation? I heard Brother Jim talking in his testimony, talking about the guy saying, well, where is your Jesus now? He's right there. He's because God carried you through. I know he carried me through. When I got the news that my son was going to jail, God carried me through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember being sick, and I know I told this story before, but I'll tell it again, because some of you need to hear my testimony. I was sick in the bed, and I desperately needed to hear a word from the Lord. And we were invited to go to a service over there in Del Mar. And I got out of bed. I said, I need to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
It was a test. I felt like I hadn't heard from him in a long time. What I thought was going to turn around didn't happen quite the way that I had planned for it. You know how you plan how your trial's going to work? What the end result should be, God's going to answer it this way, is what you think. And then God answers it that way.
Amen.
And then he speaks to you and he says, you asked me. He told me this. It was almost as if it was an audible voice. He said, you asked me to save your son. You asked me to do this for you. And I couldn't save him until I got his attention. I had to bring him out of the mess that he was in order to get his attention. I had to put him somewhere where he could only hear my voice. And this is what I had to do. God told me that. And I had to say, thank you, Jesus. Because I see that he's turned around. Even though he's in the pit, but God is there with him in the pit. In the valley of decisions, God is with him. Hallelujah. That's my testimony. You have your own testimony of your trial, of your valley, of your valley, of your situation that you're going through, that only God knows what you need. And you got to call him like you want him. You got to call him like you need him. Hallelujah. And in the day that you hear his voice, Elder Camp spoke the other night and says, listen to the call. You got to hear the call. Thank you, Jesus. You got to hear the voice of God. There are a lot of voices out there. Which voice are you listening to? If it's a voice that's leading you away from God, it is not the voice of God. It's the voice of a stranger. It's the voice of the devil. And it's not leading you to the Lord. So you have to be careful to the voices that you hear, to the voices that you let come into your spirit. Some of us are exposing ourselves to too much stuff. We're exposing ourselves to too much stuff. And we're going to hear that message that the flesh wants to appeal to. And God's over here saying, no, come, come. And we're listening to what we want to hear that feels good to us. We need to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
I thank you for your time. Amen. I'm very nervous in front of you all. But I thank you for your time. God is good. God is good when you were giving me this message. I felt like this is something that we could use. I really felt like this is something that you could be blessed by. I pray that you were blessed by the message. Read the literature that I gave you, because you will find out that God is not an unjust God. He doesn't randomly refer to people as dogs. That is not his nature. But they were very vile. They were to destroy that city, but he gave them an opportunity to come out of the city. And they chose to stay. The ones that got destroyed, he said, destroy every man, woman, and child that remained in the city. The city was vile and corrupt. They had a choice. You have choices in your life that you can make. It's up to you what your decision will be.